Sometimes on Sundays, I'm bringing my little stand from over there to over here. I think about one of the churches I grew up in. I was a teenager, and they had one of those monster pulpits. You know what I'm talking about? Like here and here, you know, three-phase thing. This particular pastor, even when you had a wedding, one of the church members would have a wedding there, you were not allowed to move the pulpit because it was the place where the Word of God came from. That's a true story. That's no exaggeration. That was where the Word was delivered from, so it was a holy place, and got us right back into where we're going to be going this morning about the traditions of men. I'm being rude. Anybody else got something before we go on? Okay. I don't even know how many years. For many years, we'll say. I think going back to, you know, maybe, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years old. There's a verse in the 12th chapter of Daniel, the fourth verse. And I don't remember particularly any like preaching or sermon I heard somebody do. And I don't know where, somewhere it got down in there, right? And the angel saying to Daniel to shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Shut up the words, all the stuff that's been going on there with him. Seal the book until the time of the end. For many shall run to and fro, and knowledge will increase. So that was decades ago. And as I said, I can't tell you how many times that verse goes through my mind. Because to me, very plainly, what it's saying is, this is one of the ways you're going to know when you reach the times of the end. Is because people will run to and fro and knowledge will increase. Well, when you look around, if you want him straight off the book, a good indication of the idea that we are in those times would be to consider that many will run to and fro and knowledge will increase. The run to and fro there, when you look it up, few translations, I think, say rove, like rove around or roam. But the picture there is really clear. It means to travel back and forth. Okay? So, shut up the words, seal the book until the time of the end. Many will travel back and forth. As I was meditating on this the other day, thinking about, wow, you know, traveling back and forth. We went back, was it last week? And then I think a little bit week before last, talking about what was going on centuries ago. If you think about, for instance, the 1700s, which is, we were in mostly the 16 and 17s, talking about things in the country going back till July the 5th. During that period of time, if you were on a pretty fast ship, and you were going to go from London, and you were going to head west to New York. Anybody know how long that would take? How? No, 1700s.
1700 months.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, 28 to 30 days is what they say, okay? And that's if you were on a pretty fast boat. If you were on a big merchant ship that was weighted down pretty good with goods, it could take 2 months. In fact, if you were going, this is cool, okay? I said London to New York, right? If you go from New York to London, guess what happens? Takes longer, yeah, because of wind and current. So generally speaking, if you were delivering goods from New York to England, to London, it could sometimes take up to 3 months to make that journey. And of course, it was perilous on top of that. There was no guarantee you were actually going to make it. You were going through the North Atlantic, right? And as I was reflecting on those things, some of the children actually went out of service before some of them were born. Y'all familiar with the Concorde, right? Yes. The Concorde was supersonic passenger travel. And started, depending on whether you're looking at France or England, but anyway, it started in 75 or 76. It ran for about 27 years. And then on the Concorde, you could make that same trip from New York to London in 3.5 hours. From a month at best, a month, to 3.5 hours. I think that qualifies for traveling back and forth. Many will travel back and forth. You think about our freeways. Think about, you know, the airline travel that we have. I mean, are you kidding me? And the idea of running there, it's not necessarily like on your feet. The idea is you're going fast. So the angel said, shut up the words, seal the book till the time of the end. Many will be going fast, traveling back and forth. Okay, check. Got it. And then it says, and knowledge will increase. Well, right after I spent some time in the Spirit on these things, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we just kind of, you know, as they say, spitballing, just throwing stuff out there about, like, in the last 150 years, we've gone from a telegraph to a mobile phone.